Hey guys, thought I'd just share some thoughts around meditation and how you can reduce the levels of stress and anxiety that you have in your life, elevate your mood, and actually get better results with your body transformation by meditating. Now guys, it's something you've heard before. There's a lot of negative connotation around the word of meditation. If I say, hey, you should meditate to one of my clients, they'll generally give me a bit of a confused look. They think it's some sort of hippie voodoo shit. They think that they got to sit cross-legged in the mountains for hours thinking about nothing. And guys, that's just not it. That's just not it. Meditation is so important. It's an important ritual that you should be including into your life to actually help you get better results. And there's a deeper layer to it. It's not just about feeling good. There's a science behind it and how it gets you out of that fight or flight mode. So if you're really stressed or tightly wound at work, you're tightly wound with what you do, and you're constantly applying all this stress onto your body with your workouts, your training, your nutrition, your relationship stress, your work stress, all this stress in your life, your body starts to play in your sympathetic nervous system where you can't actually recover as fast, and the workouts aren't doing you any good. It's just doing you harm, and you actually, it's like impossible to get fat loss results, especially when you play in that realm. So meditation is super important. If you look at any bodybuilder or any fitness person that gets great results, generally they're pretty laid back and chill. So we want to try and tap into that parasympathetic nervous system by doing some really short, easy, quick daily practices that you can put into your life. So these are pretty short. They're gonna straight away elevate your energy and mood if you really have the discipline around doing it. Just 5 minutes of meditation can lower your blood pressure, improve your blood circulation. It'll lower your heart rate, reduce anxiety. Just 5 minutes will lower your blood cortisol levels, reduce your stress. So if you're not doing it on a daily basis, you're really missing out, guys. Because I know from my own life, the weeks that I do it and the days that I don't, it's just night and day. And I don't want to hear any sort of excuses like, you know, I don't have time to meditate or anything like that. Like, you're more productive after meditation and you will enjoy your life more. So it's just absolutely crucial. So if you're saying, well, I don't have time, like, you got 5 minutes, and that 5 minutes is going to make the next hour more productive than if you didn't do it anyway, because you're going to be thinking a lot clearer. And it really works. It really, really works, guys. It gets better with practice as well. The first few times might not be as effective, but you get better and better and better at it. So I'm going to give you two quick methods right now. I'm going to give you two straight away to do. You can just listen to it. You can write it down. The first one is focused breathing. Now, this technique can be practiced anywhere, anytime. You simply just, you know, sit down in a comfortable position and just focus on your breathing. It's not about switching off and trying to think about nothing. Focus on your breathing. Like, real nice, slow breathing. You can start off with just breathing in for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 4 seconds, and breathe out for 8 seconds. Nice and slow. Breathe in for 4, hold your breath for 4, out for 8. Right, this is only for 5 minutes. Sitting there, eyes closed, just chill. And you can do that. If you do that 3 times a day for 5 minutes, your stress, your anxiety will significantly reduce. You'll be shocked at the effect this will have on your energy, focus, and overall well-being just by taking that time to just stop, switch off. Because if you've got a really busy day, a busy life, that 5 minutes, you will cherish that 5 minutes. You'll look forward to that 5 minutes where you can just focus on your breathing. Your heart rate will significantly reduce. So much will change biologically in your body, which is going to help you feel a lot better for the next few hours. So it's super important to just start to include some focused breathing. Can be very simple. The next is deep thought. So this technique can be practiced anywhere, anytime as well. It's a little bit longer, generally goes for anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes. You just put on headphones and you listen to some deep sounds. So you can just search on YouTube. There's hundreds of meditation sounds from everything from, you know, Tibetan, like Himalayan mountain music, and all the way to Aboriginal didgeridoo sounds. I like to listen to that. And while listening to this audio, generally some noise cancelling headphones, sitting down, just chilled out or walking around, you're going to breathe slowly and give your mind freedom to let go. To let go, stop thinking about all the shit that's going on, all the shit that's going on at work or the things that you have to do, and just think about the music if you have to, think about your breathing. And while listening to that, I want you to focus on something really important, right? A lot of people say with meditation, you just got to think about nothing. Like, that's silly. You don't want to clear your mind. Instead, I want to fill it with the right things. So you're thinking about the right shit as you go through life. So focus on times in the past where you felt love, happiness, or joy. Like, those are the three emotions that I want you to feel in a moment where you're feeling stressed. You should be feeling love throughout the day. If you don't feel love, the basic, most primal human emotion, then you're missing out. Because every human, regardless of how tough you think you are or who you are, every human has two needs. The need to feel loved and the need to feel that they're good enough. That's why we work so hard. That's why we get partners. Like, we want to feel loved and we want to feel like we're good enough. And if you spend 10 to 20 minutes a day, just once a day, you do this first thing in the morning. I get the guys doing it, my clients doing it in like a morning ritual, or you do it at night, or you do it at lunchtime, whatever you got to do. 10 to 20 minutes to just sit there listening to some meditation music. It's pretty nice, actually. It's a great little escape. And for that 10 to 20 minutes, you are just focusing on times in the past where you felt love. Like, search your memory for special moments with people that you love. Think about accomplishments that you've made and feel good about it. Feel good about it. Treat yourself to think about those moments specifically and relive that moment to feel that enjoyment. And if you do that, guys, you're going to be feeling so much more grounded after that 20 minutes. You open up your eyes and you go back to work or whatever, and it's like you've just had a two-hour massage, right? You're going to feel so much more grounded with inner peace. So, guys, those are the two quick methods that I wanted to share with you. I feel this is really important. It really has enhanced my life a lot and a lot of the guys that I help as well. So your action step from here is to find out which one you want to do. Are you going to start to put in place the focused breathing for just 5 minutes, a couple of times a day? You're going to do the deep thought. What are you going to do? What you should do is be using a calendar to map your life. Everybody should use a calendar if you want to be productive. Like, I use the Gmail calendar, so Google Calendar. It like maps everything. You realize how much time you actually have when you actually schedule everything. You can make sure that it's balanced and you got your gym sessions in there and everything. And you should be scheduling in a little event that goes for 15 minutes, you know, once or twice or three times a day, called meditation. And it should be attached with a notification. So if you're on your phone, a notification will pop up, time to meditate. And you've already pre-scheduled that time in. It's allocated. So, you know, okay, I got to go and meditate. And that way, you don't just go through the whole day or the whole week and then forget about it. You're actually taking action straight after this podcast and scheduling it into your calendar so you do it. And set it as a recurring thing that you do on a daily basis to get the best results. But guys, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you have, let me know. Let me know what you're going to do and let me know the results. Send me a message. Let me know what the results are of you doing this meditation. I'm excited to hear about it. I'll speak to you guys in the next episode.